Welcome back to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. This is your host, John Newman, and I do not have anybody with me today, but we've got some ground to cover as far as the NFL news goes. I'll get to my hometown Chiefs here in a little bit, but of course, the biggest news out of the NFL is Andrew Luck decided to retire yesterday, August 24th, Saturday, during, you know, the news broke during the Colts preseason game, and unfortunately, the crowd there in Indianapolis booed Andrew Luck on his way out of the stadium. That's very disrespectful for a quarterback who brought, you know, quite a bit of good memories to Indianapolis, including a playoff win over my Chiefs in there a few years back at the beginning of the Andy Reid era here in Kansas City. But Andrew Luck retiring, he's just 29 years of age, and he was citing the long rehab cycle that he's had. You know, it's kind of, he said it was kind of, you know, a continuous process with him rehabbing injuries and just feeling pain still from injuries in the past. You know, he's had both lower and upper body injuries in the NFL, but arguably had his best season last year and in 2018 with a much improved Indianapolis Colts team. So this took me by surprise. It took the entire league by surprise that Andy Luck decided to do this. Just 86 games into his career, he threw 171 touchdowns, only 83 interceptions. So that's an incredible ratio there, 23,671 yards. And it just seems surreal that one of these guys that's been considered a young star going into, you know, his prime veteran years here and just up and retires like this. I don't really see a problem with that, you know, personally. If it's your time to go and you don't feel comfortable with your situation, with your job, you know, I completely understand why Andrew Luck decided to retire and step away. You know, I think a lot of people believe that his best years were yet to come, and I'm someone that believes that as well. But, you know, that's one less star in the AFC, the way that I'm looking at it as a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs and my overall take of the league. That's kind of what I first thought when I heard that, was like, okay, maybe now Chiefs are way better off not seeing Andy Luck in the playoffs opposed to, you know, maybe seeing like Baker Mayfield instead. Now, past the Andrew Luck stuff, you know, Antonio Brown today, news came out that his second attempt of getting an old helmet approved was denied, but they're getting close to coming up with a similar enough helmet for Antonio Brown to be comfortable with, I guess, and get him all situated and ready for week one of the season. I think it's just, you know, overly dramatic. He's been practicing without a helmet on with just, you know, running routes and everything, and that's more the important stuff, getting the timing down with his new quarterback, and you don't necessarily need a helmet to do that. I watched Hard Knocks with John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders, and Antonio Brown showed up there and before week three, was catching up before week two, I believe, was the third episode, and he showed up. He was catching passes, doing work outside of, you know, the team practices where it's pads and a helmet, but with a veteran like AB, just getting his timing down with this new quarterback, the Raiders are definitely probably going to be very improved offensively with Josh Jacobs in the backfield, the rookie running back out of Alabama, who's expected to be doing good things for them, and then Antonio Brown. So as a Chiefs fan, I can recognize that with Oakland and give them props on their improvements that they've made this offseason, including, you know, Clelin Ferrell from Clemson on the defense as well. So, Lamar Miller of the Houston Texans tore his ACL and will be out for the season. Disappointing news for me. I had him on my fantasy team. To add on to, I know I'm past the Andrew Luck stuff, but the Colts are actually going to let Andrew Luck keep his bonuses because they really don't have anything to spend that money on if they were to collect it back and get it approved by the league to spend or whatever. They really didn't see it worth it. They're going to let Andrew Luck keep his bonuses for this season. The Packers ended up cutting 2017 second-round pick Josh Jones, the safety out of North Carolina State. He got into a fight at the Packers training camp back in late July. And not really surprising, they drafted Darnell Savage and signed Adrian Amos in the offseason. You know, they let HaHa Clinton Dix, they traded him midseason last year. And then they rebuilt their secondary with a pick of Darnell Savage. And then, of course, like I said, former Chicago Bears safety Adrian Amos. Cam Newton got injured on Thursday night in the Panthers preseason game. I believe they were playing the Patriots. Don't remember exactly, but I believe that's who they were playing. But they're confident that Cam Newton will return before week one, but they've been talking a whole lot about him changing his style to more of a pocket passing instead of scrambling. And you wonder with like an ankle injury like that, being a pocket passer, learning your three-step drops and kind of changing the way that you plant your feet and everything, how that will affect him and like his pocket awareness and everything. If he's in a little bit of pain, maybe that injury's lingering. It's not good to have your quarterback playing through just even a little bit of pain, because that can take some of his focus away that he needs. Maybe he should get some cryotherapy like AB got. Of course, Antonio Brown got frostbite from doing cryogenic therapy. It's like super, super cold therapy type deal on your foot for recovery. Which I guess brings me, I'm talking about the Raiders an awful lot. They played their preseason game in Canada against the Packers, and wow, they had to remove the field goal posts from the front of the end zone and to put them in the back of the end zone, and then they realized there was a hole, a couple of holes on both sides of the field in the front of the end zone, so they decided to shorten the field to just 80 yards by 10 yards on each side. And, the game really turned out to be a shit show. Nothing really you can take away from that game is super legitimate just because of the standards that game was up against, very, very low quality playing conditions and everything. Kind of a heads and asses, really, type of deal there by the NFL and the Oakland Raiders that kind of set that game up there in Canada and didn't have the field ready. Now the Kansas City Chiefs played yesterday, and that's my hometown team, so I gotta say, it was a great start by the offense and Patrick Mahomes. He dotted the ball to Damian Wilson for that touchdown, scrambled on that final play, went head first and kind of solid. Didn't look like he was injured or hurt in the slightest or fazed by, having to go forward to the ground. He popped right back up. It looked like a nice, very athletic play that in certain situations would get you a first down, but there it was just short, as it was like a third down and 12 situation. The defense now, they might be a little bit worrisome. They started out good against Jimmy Garoppolo. The starting linebackers looked solid. The secondary, not as good, kind of giving up a lot of space. Got lucky that Garoppolo was making some overthrows there. Rashad Breeland got caught out of position a couple times. So there's some work the secondary can do there. Garoppolo looked decent after the first team linebacking core came out for the Chiefs, as well as, you know, the defensive line started to, you know, Chris Jones subbed out. Frank Clark was only coming in on third downs, which he got a sack in a situation like that. So the Chiefs looked pretty good. I saw, you know, ESPN was saying that Garoppolo looked improved, but, you know, I watched the game and he kind of didn't look great against Kansas City's starting team and the calls that they were making with Hitchens and those guys out there in the starting defense. Around the league, Kyler Murray exploded finally. Looked good, 137 yards, 14 of 21 passing. You know, not necessarily exploding, but hitting two-thirds of his targets, you know, 66% completion percentage, 137 yards, touchdown through the air. And he had like an 84-point-something quarterback rating, so pretty solid there by Kyler Murray. One of the things that I noticed in watching that game was he was really keeping his eyes downfield a whole lot better than he had been in the first couple of games there. So some strides being made by the Cardinals. Dallas blew Houston out 34-0. And like I said earlier, Lamar Miller, the starting running back for Houston, tore his ACL. Not good news for them, but, you know, the Andrew Luck news came out earlier, and that's obviously, you know, bigger. The Texans lose their running back, but the Colts quarterback just up and retires. So some hits there to the AFC South, I believe it is, the AFC South. Dalvin Cook had an explosive 85-yard touchdown, so if you got him in fantasy, he's already looking geared up and tuned to have that burst and be able to blow past guys week one of the season. Philadelphia, Carson Wentz has been sitting out this preseason. Their quarterback depth has been tested. They've had Cody Kessler, Clayton Thorson, Nate Sudfeld, and Josh McCown. None of them really doing much there to give Eagles fans confidence. I've been watching, you know, their reaction to all of that. But lucky for them, you know, Carson Wentz is actually going to be healthy this year, hopefully for the start of the season. Now, who knows how long that's going to last. Everybody in Philadelphia, you know, holds their breath every time that guy takes a hit. The last thing I really had to touch on was, you know, Zeke Elliott contract situation and then Melvin Gordon holding out. Still for the Los Angeles Chargers. They don't have their starting running back, and neither do the Dallas Cowboys, although what's his name? Tony Pollard, I believe, or Troy Pollard, whatever his name is, just beasting in the backfield there for the Dallas Cowboys. Watched some NCAA football last night. Miami Hurricanes. They looked competitive, maybe a little bit more competitive with Florida than people expected. But, you know, I think Florida is completely overrated there at the what are they ranked, the sixth or whatever they are. Way overrated. Mizzou Tigers, of course, in the postseason ban. Who knows if we will even get rated at all this year, but. Seen a lot of pundits predict Mizzou to win at least 8 games, which could include a win over Florida, could include a win over Georgia. Who knows? That latter one definitely less likely in my opinion. But Florida pulled out the win over Miami. Let me not get too distracted from the point as Mizzou is not playing till next Saturday. But Miami, they hung in there, kept the game close, but Florida was able to pull it out in the end. that freshman quarterback there for Miami didn't look too bad. Of course, Tate Martell transferred there. And Tate Martell, I believe, was at Auburn before, and he transferred to Miami. Not Auburn, Ohio State. Yeah, sorry, that's where Tate Martell transferred from, and he did not win that starting job. Jaren Williams, freshman, beat him out, and he looked okay. You know, nothing special, nothing NFL worthy. He's only a freshman, but you know, he beat Tate Martell out, so maybe Tate Martell coming from Ohio State just really not that special as he was touted to be coming out of high school. Could be that. Don't want to say that, you know, prematurely, and then something happened and he takes over that quarterback spot and has Miami in position to win the ACC. But, you know, I think that's kind of unlikely after what we saw against Florida. They did bring out, you know, the turnover chain, of course, and then they had, their offense had some, like, knuckle duster type things that they were wearing. Just, of course, just super, super superlative, poppy type thing, you know, pop culture type deal that Miami always puts on, you know, that big entertainment, big baller type of brand that the Hurricanes always have. Was on display, but, you know, outgamed on the field by Florida. Felipe Franks, nothing impressive out of him at the quarterback of Florida. So for the SEC East and the SEC overall, that's going to be playing Florida, you know, expect to be in that game in a close one and have a chance to win. Most of the teams in the SEC, I'll see. Probably will have a chance against Florida unless they make some drastic changes to improve. Hawaii, they beat Arizona yesterday in a Pac-12 opener. Got to see that thing late here stateside, but they were in Hawaii playing that game. And like I said, you know, Hawaii beating, you know, higher class, higher tiered team in Arizona. And I said the Pac-12 opener, Hawaii's in the Mountain West Conference still, not in the Pac-12. So correcting myself on that. I don't really think I've got a whole lot more to say. This has been, you know, an update on the football stuff going on. We've got UFC coming up. Dustin Poirier taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov. That'll be good. Is that UFC 242, I believe? Yeah. I'm going to check out the fight card on that. We got Edson Barboza taking on Paul Felder. And then Curtis Blades is on this card. And then some guys that I really don't really know a whole lot about, I think. Are they in Abu Dhabi for this card? It says the venue is called the Arena. Let's see. No clue at all where it's at. It might be in Abu Dhabi in a place that's just called the Arena. I'll have a podcast on that. I'll probably go watch that and do a podcast to cover that. Until next time, this has been Roundtable Sports. Follow me on Twitter @TalkMoreSports. This is John Newman, and I am out.